So here's one, kind of unrelated to the Middle East, but you could still relate it. What's my opinion of boycotts? Specifically, how do you feel about paying to go on a tour of North Korea knowing that the fee will go towards funding North Korean state? I think it's a moral travesty to send any money to North Korea, to go on a tour of North Korea, to visit North Korea, to buy products from North Korea. You're basically promoting and helping the enslavement of people, the killing of prisoners, the starvation of millions of people. North Korea is one of the two, three most oppressive regimes in the world, maybe the most oppressive regime. You should just have nothing to do with them. Now, I'm not saying we should go to war with them or anything like that. I'm just saying that it's wrong, morally wrong, to have any involvement with them. I think it's horrific that somebody like, I think it was Dennis Rodman, went over for a tour there and schmoozed with the evil president of North Korea. I would have nothing to do with Dennis Rodman as a consequence. So I would completely boycott the place, have nothing to do with it. Now, there are degrees of evil. I don't think China, for example, rises to that level of evil, and therefore I do buy Chinese products. And of course, we have trade relations with China. I would not touch anything made in Iran. I would support completely an embargo on Iran. Here's a country that not only is horrific to its own citizens, but is actively threatening the United States, devoting money from products that we would buy from them to developing nuclear weapons that they say would be used against us or our allies. I would just have nothing to do with Iran. So there are two or three countries, I think, like this in the world that are so horrific, both in their treatment of their own people and that they constitute a threat to us, to my life, to my children's life, that I would have nothing to do with. And I think that in a free country, the State Department would let you know what are those countries that Americans should have nothing to do with. And I think voluntarily we would completely embargo those countries because it would be in our moral self-interest to do so and a moral travesty to deal with them in any way.